In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. And if you have the white binder rather than the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to the first page titled Kadampa Center Prayers. And we'll begin by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Te ata om ne mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om ne mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om ne mune maha munaye soha. For the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, if you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. So let's say the stanza and then 7 of the mantras. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samukate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samukate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante rata samugate soha. And now let's read the 4 measurables in English, 2 times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37. On the bottom of the page, there's the 4 measurables chanting version. So we'll chant that in Tibetan. And if you have the white binder, it's the words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa tong de we yu dang den pa yu chi du. Yeah. Chenrezig's mantra 8 times. She's the Buddha of great compassion. And then below that green Taurus mantra, she's the deity of enlightened activity. And let's do that 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Taritu taritu re soha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re soha.
Do I need a mic or can I just talk? Okay, so I have some announcements. They're brief and they're about the children's program.
Actually, maybe for streaming. Just for today, so.
Right. So, first of all, today there's no children's program. We officially start the fall children's program. There will be a high school group, there will be a middle school group, and there's an elementary group. Myself, I'm in middle school group, so is Julie. So anybody, if you're in high school running, your high school? Middle school. And so Aaron Sloan is for high school, and elementary is? Beats me. We'll get that too. and then... Adriana, no, she's not. She organizes us. She has that job. So the other thing that I wanted to make you aware of is that next week we begin our children's program, and then we also have the distinct pleasure of interviewing Geshe Gelek.
About what?
about your life. Because what we're doing in the program is we're creating a graphic novel that is a biography of Geshe Gelek and Geshe Sampo. And then the kids in the last third of the book are going to kind of create a story about their superpowers. And it's a graphic novel that they're writing, they're illustrating, and then with some crazy wisdom we will publish. I think that's it. So thank you for supporting us, and if you're interested in coming to the interview, please come. It'll be in the next building over. It's right after the teachings next week, and if you're interested in helping, it's a wonderful, wild, crazy, beautiful project that we will continue until it's finished. So thank you.
When is the interview? When?
Next week.
Next weekend?
Next
Sunday.
Next Sunday right after the teaching.
Oh, I'm planning not to come here next Sunday. anyway. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So, please, would you mind take a few minutes to introduce yourself? Yeah, a few minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So maybe you can let maybe let what like to walk, yeah. Probably like to walk.
Can we?
I will start the
language soon.
Yeah, soon. Now, right now, you know.
Right, right now, you're moving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe later.
Yeah. Do you need any help with anything?
Not now. Maybe we have people helping.
Okay.
So I already talk about your something to bring to where on your.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
My bad.
Yeah. Okay.
If you need. You're going to what now?
I'm going to get something for you
thank
to wear.
You. If you need any help with anything, let me know, okay?
How are you? You like this? You like this frog? You like? Yeah, you could take this. You keep this. Yeah, give.
Thank you.
Yeah, give this. Thank you. Okay. Your friend. Oh, nice to meet you. Oh.
I don't know if you remember, one day we were walking at Shelley Lake and I ran into you and got your song for
it. Yeah, right. I remember. Thank you for coming, thank you.
Yeah. I love Shelley Lake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Center 20 years ago.
Oh.
Before you were here.
Yeah, over at the
Thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming back.
Great. Thank you Sorry to interrupt. not much time. Oh, yeah. So last, I think, two Sundays, I've been last two Sundays, I've been explaining compassions based on this mantra called Om Mani Padme Hum, six-syllable mantra, compassion mantra. So also we did some meditation based on that six-syllable mantra. So mainly how to develop compassion. So so now the question is why compassion is important to develop. So without compassion, I think people will not help each other. What do you think? We do need compassion. Compassion, without compassion, so much you can say. There are so many poor people, you know, there's huge gap between rich and poor. There's so much you can say in the world, but in order to really solve those problems in practical level, people need to develop compassion. People need compassion. Compassion is something you can develop. So now, you know, everything in Tibetan Buddhist philosophy that we learn within Tibetan Buddhist philosophy, everything has definition. Definitions? Mm-hmm. So the definition of compassion is like when you see, but, you know, of course, like when you look at the Four Noble Truths, some of you are familiar with that, Four Noble Truths. The first one is called Truth of Suffering. It is, doesn't mean suffering, you know, here in English language, means some kind of like, what? So usually I say, like, you know, everybody has complications. Everybody has. Whether we admit or not, everybody has problem. Doesn't sound good, probably doesn't sound good, but that's the truth. Everybody has some kind of problems, you know, so like, none of unless you are liberated from samsara, then you are free from suffering, problems. Otherwise, you know, here also in America, you say, wherever you go, there you are. Everybody has, you know, like, problem with all kind of difficulties, you know, complications, you know, like, related to this body, related to this mind, related to the friend, related to the country, like tradition, religion, culture, idea, friendship, education. That's like, none of them is free from complications. Everything is kind of complicated, basically complicated. So we are living in a complicated world. Oh. So, see, so now when you look at the Four Noble Truths, that's the first teaching the Buddha taught after he was enlightened after 49 days, according to the histories. 49 days he is kind of afraid to share whatever he experienced under the Bodhi tree, sitting 6 years solid meditations, whatever he experienced, he's kind of afraid to share with anybody because he thinks nobody could understand. So he decided not to say any word 49 days after he was enlightened. So then after that, you know, somebody requested him to talk. So first teaching he gives like Four Noble Truths. The first one is truth of suffering. It doesn't mean pain. It means complicated. It means complications. You know, so now, because of this body, whether we like or not, because of this very body, there will be a lot of complications. It's not something that you wish, it's just part of the package. You know, I'm kind of saying that, you know, if you don't have a head, you'll never get headache. Okay, you know, because you do get headaches some once in a while because you have head. So, you know, there's part of complication that comes with this basic body. There's nothing much you can do. You know, that's the reality. There's nothing to do with religions. So then plus there's what we call brain or mind, something they think all the time. Not necessarily thinking all the time something positive. So if you're always thinking something positive, then life will be much better, much easier. But that's not the case. Most of the time thinking something negative, you know, like, so each time when we think something negative, we lose our peace of mind. Nobody just, you know, of course, there are people, situations, like, you know, circumstances might become the conditions, but you primarily have a responsibility to protect your peace of mind. So now, back to the definition of compassion, just want to, for the sake of knowledge, just want to share what I learned. So you see, somebody's like going through difficulties, complications. You witness or you observe somebody's going through difficulties, but that difficulties, I think our understanding of difficulties doesn't go very deep. Therefore, there's like hard time develop, then therefore it's hard. You could say universal compassion. How are you going to develop? What is required? Universal compassion is not just here. It's part of the mental quality. It's not just word. It's part of the mental quality. Now the question is, how you develop universal compassion? You could say universal peace or one world. How do you say one world? One dream, one world. Those all require foundations. What kind of foundations? You're going to build that idea. What kind of foundations required to build this idea, this beautiful, wonderful idea, one world, one dream, or universal or peace, how you will develop. It's not just word, it's like part of the mental qualities. It does require some foundations, how to develop. So now, that's what I'm saying, maybe our understanding of problem doesn't go very deep. So now when you look at the Four Noble Truths, they're divided three layers, three levels. That's how within the Buddhism, that's how you develop universal compassion. Or karuna. Karuna in Sanskrit, mahakaruna, great compassion. That means each and every single person deserve to receive compassion. Not this group does not deserve to receive compassion because they don't believe in Buddhism. Who cares? Why is it so important? Your compassion based on somebody's believing in Buddhism or not believing in Buddhism, that's very narrow. You don't understand. You don't understand because every single person in this room is looking for happiness. Tibetan, American, Asian, Buddhist, Christian, atheist, believer, non-believer, everybody is looking for happiness. Do we understand that? That's the foundation to develop universal compassion. So when you look at the First Noble Truth, so maybe our understanding of complication doesn't go very deep. Healthy doesn't mean they are free from problems, complications. Or becoming billionaire doesn't mean they are free from problems. Everybody has complications. Everybody has some kind of problems. For the sake of knowledge, and just want to share, so that, the universal peace, like a wonderful world, world we thought, like poverty? World without problems. How you develop? It's not physical thing, it's mental things. It's not physical things, it's mental things. In each and every one, think about, understand the importance of compassion. So now back to the definition. You see or witness somebody's going through difficulties. So that's kind of obvious one, but that understanding of difficulties doesn't go deep enough, therefore you have problem developing universal compassion. Maybe there's foundations not there, it needs to build. In order to build a house, you have to have foundations. Same, universal peace. So then when you see something like that, somebody's going difficulties, so then like rang miyudu churve, something that you witness, dungachinaga, sin james, somebody who is going through difficulties. So you witness or you see that. So dungada tanduga nabajitsewa, so then kind of mindset that rise, right after the kind of mindset or wish that rise to free that person from that problem. Not like, that person does not deserve, or that person deserves to be suffered. Compassion just here. Compassion will not be within the heart, it will just be in your mouth. So then you have wish or desire to help that person from free from the difficulty. That's the definition of compassion, according to Buddhist philosophy. So then, this based on this mantra called Om Mani Padme Hum, when you go to, a lot of people like to go to hiking in Nepal, all the way to Mount Everest. So you see on the road, there's been a crop on the rock, very colorful. This is the mantra. Every single Tibetan knows, even the child, nobody taught. There's no school to teach them how to say. Everybody knows Om Mani Padme Hum. It's very common. It's a mantra of compassion. So last, I think, two Sundays, So we did that, Mother of Compassion. So probably not going to repeat, you know, probably some of you heard this probably a million times, probably not going to repeat. So now the, when you, no, not just say, you know, when you could say, Om, meditate. Ma, meditate. You know, you can use this as like instructions, how to guide you into the meditation of compassion. So compassion, I think, badly needed for your own life, in the community, within the family, within the community, within the country, within the universe. Basically, being nice. That's what it means. You know, if somebody's going through a problem, being nice and trying to help, and that's whatever ways to help. And it's not like, oh, I'm better than you. It's not like that, you know, to be nice. So whenever we travel, probably you travel, I travel, whenever you travel, first time when you meet people, if somebody's very nice, very sympathetic, maybe you got lost, somehow you don't know how to get there, somebody just help and you know, do you enjoy that? Do you know what the person believes, in Buddhism, or before you figure that out? People don't care. People don't care, and it's like what they're kind of like, how is it kind of release all the stress they are going through, trying to find somebody, their private laws, or somebody's come there, middle of nowhere, helping. You feel good? If everybody does that, it's not about religion. If everybody does that, no, religion is not needed. Why you need religions? If everybody does, everybody help each other, everybody, you know, people are having all kind of problems, So, so compassion, my point is compassion heals. It heals you, it heals everybody. Everybody. It's not just heals or certain group of people. It only heals people who believe in Buddhism. No, that's wrong. It heals everybody equally. Even the pet, the dog, if you be nice to dogs, so they become closer and closer and closer. If you kind of mean to them, they'll go to slow go away. You know. So in monastery, we have a lot of dogs. Stray, not owned by stray. Those dogs have no names. Some of my friends from America, we went to the monastery, so they are asking, what it's called? It's called dog. It doesn't, nobody owns, it's just going here, wherever they get food, they go there. Nobody owns. And so one of my friends, you know, like, we also have a few cats. So he's like, he's also American, and he's like, Gila, we need to get some treat for the cat, treat. Okay, so that idea, I have no idea. So we went to the small town, so he's asking all the stores, cat treat. People say, what? So it's not funny. People are having a hard time to get find something to eat. So there's no such a thing called cat treat. So, anyway, so you know, like, so then this, some of my friends start to name the dogs. One of them called Pinky, Miss Pinky. Because what they, every morning they get up, so they buy a bunch of boiled eggs. So then they carry plastic. One of them, Julie and Steve, so they go out and give the dogs. Oh, so then when they come back to house, there are like tons of dogs following them everywhere now. Like, you know, anyway, so I forgot what I said.
Compassion heals. It heals.
Yeah. So, forgot. So, like. Yeah. Okay. So, in monastery we have dogs, you know, but you know, sometimes there are some small dogs. One that the one monk, he really take care of the dogs. You know, he feed them, and he like the pet all the time, then he know take care. Very interesting. So like in tradition, that we don't wear our shoes inside the house. We put all our shoes before you get inside the house. You leave your shoes outside. The dog comes, sniffs every shoes, not shoes like flip flop. And if his flip flop out there, the dog then sleep.
Aww.
If his flip flop's not there, dog will leap and look for. So that, I think that dog has no idea. He's Buddhist or not Buddhist or a monk or not monk. Only thing that dog know that he cares for her. Oh, see? That's just dog who does not have religion, who does not have any education. That's animal. We call animal. Oh, so see? If you're nice to somebody, they will appreciate. So that's why compassion heals. It heals you. If you help somebody, how you feel? You feel good? That heals, no? Otherwise, how you heal if something bothers in your mind, how you feel? That's how you develop compassion. So then, you know, like obstacles, in order to develop compassion, obstacles, pride, arrogant. That's the first one. Arrogant pride separates people. Oh, I'm so and so, I'm much better, I have like millions of dollars, how much money you have? You're poor, you know, so like, oh, I'm like PhD, what kind of education you have, you look down. In the meanwhile, nobody get benefits. There's pride and arrogance, there's a fuss. Yeah, so there's many anger, jealousy, you know, there's many that, then ignorance, there are many, how you say, different disturbing thought that kind of interrupts you to develop compassion. So, compassion is very, very critical. It's not, some people may think, oh, that's like weakness. No. Compassion is strength. Compassion is strength. It's the power in the heels, okay? So now, then, today I thought maybe in Buddhism, what we have, like, we call this, like, three set of deities. If anybody is familiar, Compassion, Manjushri, Vajrapani. Does that ring any bells? Huh? Yeah, please say.
It was the rocks, the fountain from Manjushri, Vajrapani, and
Chenrezig. Okay. Yeah, Chenrezig. So, you know, when you see this, like, thousand arm Chenrezig, thousand arm, it's not just decorations. Why there's thousand? Sometimes, yeah, you do feel like you need thousand arms, thousand hands to help. When you look around, there are so much problems. It's not, two hands is not enough to help. You may feel that, oh, I may need like, how you say it? You overwhelmed by knowing there are so much problem that you have very strong desire to help. Sometimes you feel like that you need more arm, more
support.
Huh?
Maybe like support.
Yeah, you need the physical more. You need more physical support. That means more arm is probably, you know. So that's why there's more. There's thousand arms. That's why there's thousand arms. It's to physical expressions of compassion that wants that many hands to help lift people out of, you know, problems. You know? That's why there's forearm, thousand arm. It's not just, you know, to show, like, okay, I have thousand arms. It's not like that. Yeah, you know, that's just for the sake of knowledge. I just want you to know that's why they have many faces, like thousand arms, you know, like to help. Okay. So now the second one's called Manjushri. So anyway, the Manjushri. Yeah, so there's no, just for the sake of knowledge, you know, if you are interested, so compassion is needed in order to have, how you say, When I say happy life, doesn't mean you jump up and down like kind of scream, not that kind of happy, you know, like no matter what kind of circumstances, deep down, you are always calm, content. Like that kind of happiness, happiness in Buddhism, according to Buddhism, does not mean like you scream, jump up and down, then after 5 minutes it's over. It's not like that. It's like ongoing things, deep down, always calm, you know, so then, so now Manjushri, so you need compassion in order to have, what is the best way to say it? Not like material wise, comfortable life. I could probably say a comfortable life. I'm not, there's not nothing to do with the material things. Comfortable, you know, like even you are living in the cave, you are comfortable. When you look around, you don't have much, but you are comfortable. You're very comfortable. You know, like during 1960s hippies. You're comfortable, you know, like not shaving your hair is comfortable, like having this beard, like long beard, because it's okay, you know, so like comfortable life. So that kind of, so compassion needed. Wisdom, so now Manjushri symbolizes wisdom. You need wisdom, but without wisdom there will be no solutions. Or wisdom is not just faith or like or believing something. It's not faith. Wisdom is ability to distinguish what needs to be put into practice, what needs to be more aware or like be aware, you know, ability to learn, distinguish. That's also, as I said, everything has definitions. Wisdom is the ability to distinguish between what is right, what is wrong. You know, so that's also very important to understand. If you cannot distinguish between sugar and salt, for example, you may think, oh, I'm going to make butter tea. Butter tea, that's the typical Tibetan tea, which needs salt, no sugar. Then you make the tea, then sugar and sugar and some salt, they look pretty much the same thing. So then, not being mindful, I'm not sure what. So, but you never make that mistake because you don't drink butter tea. So we Tibetans, we drink butter tea, milk, hot water, black tea, butter, salt, all mixed. How do you call that? Like you have like this in machines mixed.
Blender.
You have blinder, blinded. Now what is it called? Machine.
Blender.
Machine, blinder. You have blinder, but we have no blinder. Of course, there's no power in Tibet a long time ago. We have this piece of like wood.
Yeah.
So there's piece of like stick that run through the wood and then in.
A churn.
Yeah.
Churn.
Handmade churn. So then you put that, then you. That's how you mix. That doesn't require power. Mix. Because Tibet is very cold. It keeps you, it's like energy. It gives, kind of keeps you warm. So that's what I'm doing. So sometimes then, you know, not ability to distinguish between sugar and salt. You think it's like salt, then you put sugar, then that tastes disgusting. Really, then that's kind of like, then that is like the horrible test. Butter, no, black tea, sugar doesn't taste good, but salt, you know, so that's wisdom. So now, Manjushri symbolized wisdom. Sometime, long time ago, there's one, I think the doctor here came now, I don't see him here any longer. So what do you call status? What do you call status? Sometimes people there say a word like?
Stutter.
He has some problem like that, so then, I asked him to recite Manjushri mantras, so somehow that helps him, you know. So I will tell you minute after minute, I will tell the mantra. So wisdom by reading, you know, basically the product of knowledge, no knowledge, no wisdom. You require knowledge by reading, listening, and knowledge, wisdom, knowledge, you know, like reading, studying, reading, listening, whatever. There are many ways to learn things. So then that's one wisdom. So then another wisdom, then thinking what you read, what you heard, what you read, then thinking, that's better. So then thinking deep, so that wisdom, there's three types of wisdom. In the English translation, three types of wisdom? English translation. Maybe not. If anybody remember, please say three types of wisdom. Wisdom by study, then thinking, deep thinking.
Thinking deeply and then contemplating, really thinking.
Yeah.
Analyzing. Then deep thinking about what you've analyzed.
Okay, so that, you know, we need wisdom. Wisdom to figure things out. Don't just believe. Why just believe? Because you have this marvelous brain to analyze, learn, educate, learn. Once you understand, once that makes sense to you, accept better. Don't just believe somebody says so. That's not good. You need to analyze. That's why Buddha said, don't take my word out of respect. No good. At the moment, it's okay, maybe down the road, yeah, your mind start to think. You can stop mind to think, no questions. Better right from the beginning, analyze. Analyze. Right from the beginning. Once you understood, once you reach, that makes complete sense. Then accept. Better for everybody. That's how you accept Buddha's teaching through thorough analysis. Not just one, many analysis. Use your brain. Think. That's called wisdom. That, you know, Manjushri symbolized that wisdom. So then we need courage. Courage? Or we need willpower. Willpower? How is that?
Yeah, willpower.
Yeah. Heart power or willpower. In order to do anything, you need heart power, you need willpower, you need courage. That Vajrapani symbolized that power. So compassion, wisdom, power, that's what is needed in order to survive comfortably. Not based on how much you possess, it's based on your mind. Even you could live in a cave, when you look around, still now, when you go to India, you go to Dharamsala, there's mountains. When you go to those mountains, there's monks and nuns living there, rest of their life. When you look around their cave, they have nothing much. Do they look depressed? No, none of them look depressed at all. So all of them look pretty much happy. Oh, maybe are they, what, you know, so there's a question. The question arises. Here in the West, people have so much. Why they look depressed? Why they look unhappy? Why they look so stressed out? They are middle of nowhere in the mountain. When you look around, they have blanket and bed and pretty much that's pretty much it. Why they look kind of like comfortable and not look depressed? So now question arises. So that question needs to be answered. It's all done through mind. If your mind is okay, you're okay. If your mind is not okay, even though you live in America, you live in mansions, you are like a child of billionaire, you are not okay. If your mind is okay, you're okay. So that each and everyone has responsibility, you know. So to achieve that, I think you need compassion and you need wisdom, figure things out. So then you need courage or power, willpower, to do things. So now Manjushri mantra, the, how many people are interested? So the compassion mantra I already taught, you know, so you can use this now group, just say, you can lead and say and meditate. Okay, meditate. Now that is, so Manjushri mantra, Om. Om. Please say Om.
Om.
No. Somebody can explain what Om means?
Body, speech, and mind.
Hmm?
Body, speech, and mind.
Yeah. Om, there are three syllables together. How it looks like in Tibetan, it looks like this. In Hindi, it looks a little bit different, but the same pronunciations. If you are doing yoga, probably you are very familiar with this word, Om. No? This is how it looks like in Tibetan alphabet, it's Om. But in Hindi, it looks a little bit different, but you know, same pronunciations. So you see the three, one, two, three, the body, speech, mind, a symbolized. Body, speech, mind. For the second knowledge, Om Ara.
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 Why I'm laughing? Because you know, in Tibetan, if somebody hits you, it hurts. When it hurts, then you say Ara. But no, this is different. Om Ara.
Ara.
Pasa.
Ara.
Na.
Na.
Di. So that's the mantra of wisdom. Om.
Om.
A.
Ra.
Pa,
pa,
sa,
sa,
na,
na,
di.
Di.
So then, you know, so that like, so right now I don't know how to properly translate in English, but there are, I think, five or six different wisdoms. Wisdom, you know, Yugulgu?
Ramasankapa Guru Yoga.
Yeah, that's good. Can you say the six wisdom? So this is good because you know, here you do write a book.
Okay.
You write a book. People write a book, right? You people like here in the West, compared to any other world, the Western people is the one who write the most, the modern time write the most books. Uh-huh.
Okay. The first one is it working? Okay. Great wisdom, which is the ability to understand the meaning of Buddha's extensive teachings.
Called Sharab Chewa. That's great wisdom, didn't it?
The second wisdom is clear wisdom, which is the ability to understand when there's subtle or difficult points.
Yeah, Sharab Sawa. So that is very much needed in the West because you do study like top subject. Huh?
Right. The second one is Sharab quick Sawa. Wisdom, which is to be able to do
okay.
it.
Okay, Sharab Chewa. Sawa. That's called, third one is called Nyurwa, Sharab Nyurwa.
Quickly cut the root of ignorance.
No.
Quickly cut the root of ignorance.
Ignorance or learn fast.
Okay. Learn fast.
Shut up, Chewa. Let's go on. Slow down, please. Shut up, Chewa.
And then the next. Is,
One.
And then,
For the sake of knowledge, for the sake of
profound wisdom.
Shut up, Saba. Saba is called Saba. Then what they mean?
Able to understand in a very profound, deep way.
So what is that? That is ask yourself how you define yourself. How you define yourself. How you define yourself. Am I my body? Am I my brain? Am I my name? Am I my liquid in my body? Analyze. When next time you say John, how you define? Maybe there's something going wrong there. Maybe so much been developed, experience of self, that we probably have no clue. Sorry to say, but you know, if you have clue, then I'm very sorry to say. But you know, I don't have clue. So, what is self? The self, they're so unhappy. What is self? Is his body so upset? It's not body. What is it? Oh, that's called profound wisdom, to analyze. Each time when you are unhappy, upset, or so angry, before you react, maybe if you can, sit back, breathe, analyze. Who is it? Who is it that's so upset? You cannot find. Does that mean it doesn't exist? No, it does exist, but it doesn't exist the way you perceive. Pain, suffering, depressions, anxiety, fear, Maybe they don't exist the way you perceive. Maybe it's time to analyze. Time to analyze. That's called profound wisdom, isn't it? That's like four.
The fifth one is the ability to explain. The wisdom of explaining the Dharma,
it's not just Dharma. Anything when you're about to give speech, you do get has a fear. Not fear like you are kind of anxious. You get anxious, anxiety. So that wisdom is needed, didn't it? One more. There's six.
In this one, there's seven. In this,
seven.
So then, is the wisdom of debate?
That's good for if you are thinking to become attorney, or like if you are thinking to become like what you call law school,
right,
lawyer.
So, the seventh.
So there's one lawyer in India. He's not Buddhist because he studies Buddhist philosophy because there are so much debate. That's how we learn. So he become very interested in the Buddhist philosophy. When next time when you go to the monastery courtyard, the monks they put their like robe like this and they just debate like this. It's not like practicing Kung Fu. So they are debating, that's like where they debate style. That's how it asks. When you go like this, that means wrong. You are wrong. So that somehow that lawyer becomes so interested about this philosophical text, he come there to study to improve his qualities as a lawyer. So see, that's like, what is this called again?
Yeah, so it's
debate.
The wisdom of debate, trying to refute wrong ideas.
So that's good, the debate, isn't it?
Okay. And the last one is the wisdom of composition, the ability to write well so the meaning is clear.
Writing. So that's if you meditate on, all the school, the students in Tibetan schools, they do this practice to increase their wisdoms, part of their wisdoms. So there's now seven wisdoms, that Manjushri mantra helps seven wisdoms. So then I heard some people are having problem. The things they want to say, they can't say it right away. It takes them some time to say it. So then they do this Manjushri mantras that they say that it helps them to say the things they usually takes 30 seconds to say, now they can say it and say it clearly. So sometimes you could say it, but it's not very clear. So all this helps. I heard some people say that. Anyway, so that's like one more time mantra. Om, A, Ra, Ta, Cha, Na, Di. So the last one, then you say di. Can you see? That makes your tongue very sharp. Di. One breath, then how long you can say? Om Arabasna di 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 di. So probably you can beat me, so I've done. So that's how you say, then your tongue, tip of your tongue moves. Om Arabasna di 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 di. And typically, in our traditions, we say that mantra before you talk to anybody else. Before you talk to anybody else. In the morning, minute you wake up, because, there are some, that's why we say mantra. While we say mantra, we try not to talk. Because that's how, somehow, I can't really explain to you, but somehow it increased the power of mantra. So that Manjushri mantra has been said before you talk to anybody else. Typically in the morning, you say, Om Arabasanati, Om Arabasanati. You could say three times, Om Arabasanati, Om Arabasanati, Om Arabasanati. You can say then last one, Om Arabasanati, and see how that helps. Okay?
if anybody wants help with this mantra, all of the children at Family Dharma Camp, many of whom are here, learned this mantra last weekend. We said it a great deal. And they're very good at D-D-D-D-D. So if anybody wants coaching on the mantra after
so
teaching...
So maybe ask the children.
The children. They, yeah. They believed and said it. And they're all very good at it. They very much like this mantra. Especially the day before school started.
Yeah, so that's like... and how you know whether that helps or not? Of course, no. I cannot say a mantra for you. So you learn, then you, if you say and see if that helps, or ability to say things faster, clear, ability to learn faster, that there's 7 different types of wisdom. If you are interested, talk to Kandola, it's in English. I only have in Tibetan, but that doesn't help English. You know? So the last one, called Vajrapani, we don't have here. Image here, but maybe you can look. It's called Vajrapani. They symbolize power, power, or courage, or power. Top, it's called top. Listening means power. So, you know, because there are many obstacles. You do need power. Power to protect your mind. Power to remain calm. Power to remain, how to help others to calm down. So you do need a lot of power. If somebody just busts into anger in front of you, you need power to calm. If you don't have power to protect your peace of mind, then it's going to be no good.
And Vajrapani looks very fierce.
Yeah, it looks kind of like very fearful, wrathful. Usually... Most of the wrathful next, from now on, when you see the wrathful image, it's kind of symbolized how to utilize, because anger requires so much energy that anybody in this room can remain angry, like 5 minutes. That requires intense energy. So I don't think it only lasts, like strong anger only lasts, I'm not sure. Last minute, or maybe 30 seconds. Anybody can be like in intense anger like hour, or maybe 24 hours. That's out of question, because it requires so much energy. So I don't recall the mantra now, so maybe next Sunday if I come, so probably looks like I have to come now. There's interview. I'm planning not to come, but so now there's interview. So I have to come. So then I probably remember then mantra on Vajrapani. So it's called. You found this. What it's called? 3 deities. What it's called? Did you find there?
3 deities.
Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri. Vajrapani. That's called, there's a particular term for that, but it's not important, particular term. Anyway, compassion, wisdom, power, courage, power. Okay, well, so maybe, you know, even reciting mantra, when you feel powerless, maybe that reciting that mantra probably give you power. That's what the mantra for. Huh? If you feel a kind of like a foggy in your mind, then Om Arapasamadhi, probably that will help. Clear out your mind.
The short Vajrapani mantra is Om Vajrasattva. Om Vajrapani Hum is the short, right?
The short. By our fountains. You want
me
to give the sign by the fountains that we have all 3
mantras. I'm thinking to end the class a little bit earlier today. Yeah, it's fine. So, yeah, fine. So then maybe after that, you know, so... I kind of know, but I don't want to give you the wrong one. I have three witnesses, frog, one cat, baby, not baby cat, small one. Mantra. Mantra, rock fountain, so
that was for our 25th anniversary.
Yeah, here, last one. Vajra, this is called Vajra. This instrument called Vajra, you know, so when next time when you see, this is called Vajra. It symbolizes indestructible. Certain case, you know, so you see mandala, if you are familiar with the mandala, you see this fence. Around the mandala, there's like lines of them. That means it's all fences through Vajra. This is like indestructible. According to Vajana teaching, they symbolize male energy. So this is called Vajana here in the mantra. Om. Simply say Om. Vajra. That's what it means. Vajra. That's what it means. Okay. Symbolize. Pani. Hum. Om. Vajra. Pani. Hum. Om. Vajra. Pani. Hum. So when you look up this deity, it's called, doesn't call Om Vajra Pani Hum. That's not the name of deity. If you want to look, if you want to, Vajra Pani, that's how you look. Vajra Pani, that's the name of the deity in Sanskrit. In Tibetan, it's called Chakma Doji. Chak means hand. Doji means hand with the Vajra. That means hand with the Vajra. That's the name of the deity in Tibetan. Hand with the Vajra. That's what's called Chakma Doji. Oh. Vajra Pani. So, symbolize power. Courage, power. So, see if that helps whenever you feel like powerless. If that helps, if you recite the mantra Om Vajra Pani Hum, if that helps you to, I say, generate power. So then Manjushri mantra, the compassion mantra. So this mantra can be used as a meditation instruction. You say it slowly, word by word, Om, body, spirit, mind. Oh, sorry, I'm just So then especially when I'm not here, you can get together and use this, you know, meditation as I taught before, as I explained before, then it's good. So then more people, then it will generate positive energies which will have ripple impact on the environment and the people in the environment, you know. So that's why pilgrimage in those major religion traditions, the pilgrimage is a big part of the practice. Why people go to pilgrimage? Because those place has been blessed, or been blessed means there are people who've been around that place, been practicing long period of time, and perform some kind of miracle things, you know. That's why this place become holy. So that's how this place become holy. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, we get here together, talk about how to develop compassion, so people all together. How many times we all do things, same things. Every day we are doing different things. Even we live together, we still do different things. But at the same time, all these people focusing on compassion does create positive energy. There's no questions. So there's been studies been done through Longview Church downtown. So they did some kind of study that, same time, 1,000 people meditate at the same time, different part of the world. They say it reduced the crime rate within the communities. I'm not surprised. So that's why same word, same meaning people concentrate, same word people said, that create positive energy. So then, you know, when I'm go out of the country, so then you can get together, you know, to help each other, then discuss how to develop. Maybe there may be different ways to develop compassion. The point is, we don't have to use this one. So this is the instruction being used thousands of years, been produced great result, it's been tested, it's been used. So that's why I've been explaining this to you. So, but is there any other way to develop compassion? That's a good thing. So we need compassion, wisdom, courage. Okay, I can get enlightened. I need willpower, heart power that I can do. I can liberate. No. Oh, I used to have issue with anger. Oh, I can deal with anger. So I'm reading Shantideva's text. I've been thinking about the downside of anger. I've been thinking about the benefit of the patience. I've been thinking. So, no, I'm getting better. I'm getting better now. Takes me some time to really get angry. So I just, whenever people say things, I sit back and think. I don't just bust. I just think and think. And I think, is this worth it to sacrifice my peace of mind for arguing about moving things here to there, you know, like, it's just, how often we lose every single day. There's so many different ways that we lose our peace of mind for little things, not able to give up, so uptight. So then, like, try to justify, and yeah, it's not good. Like getting kind of enjoyment out of somebody's suffering. It's not good at all. It's not good. You know, but you are fixing something, so then one you really want other people to know that what you fixed. All kind of things. Every day, it's unfortunate. Every day, you know. So really need to be mindful. Mindful. Need to understand. My peace of mind, that's the most important than anything else. Why is it most important? That benefits everybody. It's not just me. My peace, if I remain peace and calm, other person will be better. It's better for other person. If I become so emotional, so like angry, nobody in the house is happy. You ruin everything. You know, it's not good. So that can be changed, can be changed. So you do need willpower. You do need willpower. So, you know, each and every, all my friends here, including myself, each and every one of us has a responsibility every day, whether you say prayer or not. What is most important what is the most important things that we need to understand is to protect peace of mind. Think something positive. Think something good. Think something wonderful. Whatever ways you can think something good, please do. Then it will benefit you. Your perception will change. And you become good at that slowly, slowly, day by day. Then you can improve. So then slowly, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. Then you feel something rather than just words. All sentient beings, look around. Everything that breathes, that's what all sentient beings. And I sincerely, genuinely mean that when I say they're all sentient beings. So you feel good. You feel good. When you feel good, you do good things. So that's what I said. No, that's kind of my slogan. Think good, feel good, then you'll do good. Think good. Easy to say. Not easy to do. Think good. Especially when something goes wrong. Something's not going the way you, on your way. Oh, so then if you don't think good, you will destroy yourself. If you manage to think good, you protect yourself. If you don't think good, you destroy yourself, not that they're your friend. Nobody will talk to each other next few hours. Food don't taste good. Nobody's smiling. You know, it's kind of embarrassing. But that embarrassment could be solved. If somebody is willing to give up something, you know, so every day is very important. You could say, you know, mantra, you could say a lot of prayer, but the mind that needs to be This is particular. So then, you know, like, as I said, if you feel good, if your mind is okay, everything will be okay. If the weather is, even weather is too hot, you're okay. You're okay. So mind, so very important. So then, yeah, compassion, wisdom, power, Vajrapani, three. So our next Sunday, I will bring you the term, the particular term they use, the three set of deities. So, so with that, so time is over now. So, and I'll stop here. And thank you for coming. And enjoy, happy Labor Day. Enjoy your, what is it, long weekend. Oh yeah, thank you.
Let's turn to page 191, and we'll chant the praises to the 21 Taras as advised by Lama Zopa Rinpoche to clear away obstacles to the light of the path retreat. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, sift heroic, I fight lightning instantaneous. Drop from lifting demons of the lotus, heroes trip on lotus. Homage she whose face combines the hunted autumn moons of moon. Blazing with vibrate resplendent, essence out of dark collections. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in Hanador, giving us the commentary, patience, meditation, persevere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions, triumph without limit, be guided all my conquered children, heaven reshaped perfection, homage filling with Dutare, whom desire direction is, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth their beings, homage worshipped by the all, Jagadani honored by the hosts of Nerus, corpses with Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with Sirtra and Pitam, destroying with magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was there of all enemies, homage at the heart her finger, sword on her retreat to mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions to adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of full laughing with Dutari, subjugating Mara's demons, homage she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking frowning with her own sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments so shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze by the unending fire abiding, rushes left and joints around you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the left the seven levels she just conquered, homage happy, vicious, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen so hot, destroyer of the great homage she with joys around, tearing both bodies asunder, breathed home in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to the empty letter, of the shapeless syllable, whom Tripa Samson shakes his three worlds, Meru Mandara and Vinya, homage holding in her hand, hair moon of Devo with spice spoken Tara and Day, children dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts, homage she whose two eyes bright, Radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage will liberate, empowered by the set of three natures, Drasosos the spirits, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the rule mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Let's turn to page 190 for the prayer benefit. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all activities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this grace, one will eventually reach the state. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be healed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poison, by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you'll get a child. If you wish for wealth, you'll get wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Turn to page 46 and 247. Read the dedication from Master Shanti Deva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, to make evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then go to 244 and 245 and this, for the short long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And on the other side, the one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until the samsara. Now on the other side, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, to massively accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciple. Please, please live long. Then seven green tara mantras for Geshe and Geshe samples. Long, healthy, happy life. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So here, the mantra is here. The three of them, all of them here. So if you are interested, okay?
And a couple of really quick announcements. If you're fairly new to Buddhism and you want to learn a little bit more about it, we have an introductory class called Buddhism in a Nutshell. And we offer this both in the evening and in the daytime to suit your schedule. So we have it starting on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. It would run to 8:30, and then Thursday mornings from 10 to 11:30. And then a week from tomorrow, we start the next segment of Discovering Buddhism, which will be on karma. I think that's with Don Brown, so that'll be a really great class. And then we also have to have a very special sound offering to make this morning to Venerable Khanda. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, very nice.
7 years of practicing labor.
Oh, yeah.
John, we also have a Q&A with him. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Khandala. Thank you for all you do. My name's Julie. I'm here to announce that there, like she said, the classes are getting ready to start for the Buddhism, Discovering Buddhism. Did you know that you can give to the Dharma classes? And you ask, well, why? Why might you ask? Well, if we engage now, we can ensure the future of all our Discovering Buddhism classes. The Dharma classes enrich our minds by giving us the tools we need to navigate our everyday daily life. Reading the Dharma on our own is very beneficial, yet learning in a class setting adds important element to our spiritual growth. While all classes are offered on a donation basis, kind generosity in the past has made it possible for our classes today, and hopefully your gift will assure that Dharma classes are free for everyone and available in the future. His Holiness the Dalai Lama said, "The Dharma was the friend who did not desert me in times of need." As always, we thank you for your inspired generosity. And if you haven't been to the Discovering Buddhism classes, I've taken some of them. They are absolutely fantastic. So I'm starting up my next round, and I'm going to finish up my karma class, and hopefully it'll give me more karma to finish the rest of them.
And one more. We never let you go home. Just really quickly, if you are new to the center and you would like a quick orientation, Hemant, could you hold your hand up? He'll be sticking around here in the back of the Gampa to give you an orientation to Kadampa Center.